Ernest Hemingway did more to change the style of English prose than any other writer in the 20th century, and for his efforts, he was awarded a Pulitzer Prize in 1953 for The Old Man and the Sea, and the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1954. Hemingway was an aficionado of bullfighting and big game hunting, and his main protagonists were always men and women of courage and conviction who suffered unseen scars, both physical and emotional. He covered the Spanish Civil War as a journalist, and the Hotel Monteleone is proudly memorialized in his short story Night Before Battle, which takes place during that war. So it's fitting that the suite dedicated to Hemingway is located in the section of the hotel that once housed Union troops. This unique suite, with dual balconies, offers both city and French Quarter views and is adjacent to our rooftop pool and fitness center. The penthouse main bedroom has a king bed, while the optional guest room features two double beds. The marble and granite bathroom include a jacuzzi and separate glass shower. The suite features a bar, refrigerator, ice maker, CD player, portable telephone, high-speed internet, mini bar, and other upscale amenities. The parlor is the perfect spot for casual entertaining and can accommodate 10 to 15 people. The Hemingway penthouse is one of the most coveted locations in the hotel. We will now move on to one of the pinnacle features of the Hotel Monteleone, the Skylight Lounge. In the 1960s, when William Monteleone decided to build a tropical resort on top of his hotel, many people thought he was crazy. But by the time he was finished with the project, the rooftop swimming pool and bar, the poolside lounges, and the Hotel Monteleone's new Skylight Lounge were truly the talk of the town. Next door to the Skylight Lounge stood the 9-to-5 bar, considered the place to see and be seen during the daytime. Now it serves as the hotel's fitness center. But for locals and visitors alike, it was the Skylight Lounge that was indeed the place to spend the evening. Up here, at the top of the Crescent City, the Skylight Lounge played host to entertainers from around the world.
It looks like it's gonna hail. Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna hail. You better come inside, let me teach you how to jive and wheel. Oh, you gotta jump and jive and bend your wheel. You gotta jump and jive and bend your wheel. You gotta jump and jive and bend your wheel. You gotta jump and jive and bend your wheel. You gotta jump and jive and bend your wheel.
But it was Louis Prima, the great entertainer and New Orleans' own superstar, who really brought the crowds and the press. He played here on many occasions while launching what turned out to be an incredible musical career. This rooftop truly has a history all its own. In 1972, Joe Frazier used the rooftop as his training facility while preparing to meet Muhammad Ali. Guests of the hotel paid a dollar to watch while Frazier trained. Sadly, in 1974, the Skylight Lounge closed its doors and an era of unique splendor came to an end. And appropriately, it was New Orleans' favorite son, Louis Prima, who played the last show. In 2006, the Hotel Monteleone celebrated the legacy of Louis Prima with a series of special concerts, including shows by both his son and his daughter, in a special club recreating the Skylight Lounge in what is now the Queen Anne Ballroom.
Oh,
While the Skylight may have been the place to be at the top of the French Quarter, the hotel's other famous room, the Swan Room and Carousel Bar, played host to its share of the famous and infamous as well. We'll pay a visit to the Carousel at the end of the tour, but right now, let's explore some of the mystery associated with the Hotel Monteleone. We've got a bit of a detour to make.